Encouraging every step, you're listening to Walk FM. My name is Kyle, and today I'm doing our Community Matters interview with Mike Maynard. He's the executive director at Hillcrest Bruce Mission in Ashland, Kentucky. And Mike, we've interviewed you before, but for those who maybe missed that or don't remember, can you give us a little bit of information about what Hillcrest Bruce is and what it is that you all do?
It's great to be with you, Kyle, and Walk FM, and we really appreciate the opportunity to share what God is doing here in Ashland and in our neighborhood. And if you're not familiar with the Hillcrest Bruce Mission, we have been in the Pollard neighborhood for 49 years, just loving our neighbor. And over the years, that has taken many different forms. And we deal a lot with emergency services. And so we have a monthly food pantry that folks can come and visit. We also pick up fresh fruits, vegetables, and breads on a daily basis that people can come every single day and get those items. In addition to our food, we also have a cleaning and hygiene pantry to help folks out with stuff that food stamps won't help you buy. And we also have clothing and underwear. We have diapers, and we have school supplies. So there's a lot of things just the basic necessities that folks may be doing without, and especially in these times when employment isn't a given, and when unemployment doesn't start up when it should, a lot of folks are struggling, and we're there to help with those basic emergency services. But we believe more than just in that, though. We really want to help the whole person, and so we believe after your emergency and basic needs are met, that you're probably interested in focusing on your health needs. And even if you have health insurance, and it may cover a lot of things, there's things that a lot of times health insurance won't cover. And so we have a grant that can help people pay for things that their insurance won't cover, such as, some dental work and dentures, eyeglasses and eye exams. It can also cover hearing aids. And so there's a lot of health needs in our area. In fact, in our last grant, I think since June, we've already sent 150 folks to get dentures that need them. And so we work with Kentucky Homeplace that can help people get free prescriptions or better deals on the prescriptions that they're having to pay for. And in addition to those services, we also have different classes. We've had different management of certain types of diseases courses that we've had here. We also have a breastfeeding support group. We've done nutrition classes here. So really, like I said, after the basic needs, the health needs are really the next focus. And after that, then we really want to focus on the educational and employment needs that people have. We have a preschool that we've been operating since 1985. It's free for our neighbors. And we have a morning and an afternoon session full of 3- and 4-year-olds and to help get them ready for preschool. We also do adult education 2 days a week here at the Mission that can help people get their GED or can help them with math, reading, and English to help them get to college level. We have folks here that can help people fill out applications for college, that can help them fill out scholarships, can help them fill out their financial aid forms. We work with student support services that can help folks determine what career path they want to take and what classes they need to take. We do financial readiness courses here also. In fact, here just a couple months ago, we'd helped a lady get her resume in order. She'd been out of the job market for about a dozen years and was having a hard time finding somewhere that would help her get her resume together. And she drove all the way here from West Virginia to have us help her get her resume ready so she could get a job. And so after all those things are taken care of, a lot of people then want to focus on their social and spiritual needs. And so we have a lot of things here. We really believe in bringing people together to build community. And so we have bingo that we do here. We have homemakers that meet, that make crafts. We also have cooking classes. And we have a ladies' Bible study that meets every single week. We have a men's group that meets monthly. So it's really about the whole person and taking care of people's their basic needs, their health needs, their educational needs, and in their social and spiritual needs.
Well, that's wonderful. I love the fact that the programs that you offer are not to deal with just one particular aspect like food or shelter, but to deal with a whole variety of things that make up the whole person. I'm wondering, could you give us just maybe a practical example of how someone who came to the mission was able to receive the help that they needed?
Yeah, Kyle. In fact, you know, there's so many folks that have been helped here by the mission. And one of the things, though, is that it's never only the mission. We partner with a lot of helping agencies, a lot of businesses, a lot of educators to really help people out. So it's never just us, but a lot of times we do become the hub where all of that help does filter in. And one of the programs that we have is a work-study program. And it's for folks who are getting government assistance that need to do community service hours for their government assistance. And so this is a program across the state of Kentucky. And it's meant to provide job and educational training to help people get ahead. And so we partnered with the state and the Kentucky Works program 3 years ago. And one of our first work studies that came to us, she was a single mom, and she was... wasn't sure exactly what she wanted to do, and so she came to us to do her community service and found out we had an adult education program, and she already had a high school diploma, and so she was wanting to go to college, and she had done some phlebotomy in high school, and so she was interested in nursing. And so we had our instructors here, helped her with her math, reading, and English. And she qualified for a paid work study through ACTC and continued to do her hours here with us and work on her math, reading, and English. She applied for college and got accepted. And in her first two semesters, she was on the dean's list for those two semesters. She completed all her prerequisites, and she applied for both the LPN and the RN nursing programs, and she was accepted to both programs. And she chose the LPN program and started that long, arduous process of it is just amazing the coursework that they have to do. And so during all this time, you know, she's working, she's raising her family and going to school, but she was so determined, and she just, you could just tell she was going to make it. And so she just finished up her nursing school here in August and graduated from the program. And within a couple of weeks after that, she had taken her state boards for nursing, and she passed those. And within a week or two, she had six different job offers. And so she's now been working as a nurse now for the last few weeks. And it is just amazing the change that's been made. And, you know, and it's one, she wanted to help herself, you know, and we can be there to cheerlead. We can help her with resources, but the person has to want to do it themselves. We can't want it for them. And she really did. And all of her accomplishments are fabulous. But the biggest thing that I think is that while all this is going on, her daughter, who's now 10, has seen her mom over the last 3 years, you know, set a goal, work hard, accomplish, graduate from college, get a job. And that, I think, will be the biggest difference because of the example that this 10-year-old girl has seen in her mom. And for this family, generational poverty ends right there with this family. It doesn't continue on. There is no more cycle. The cycle's been broken, and it's because she wanted better for herself, and she was able to link up with us, and we were able to link up with other agencies to direct all the resources to pour into her and to help her, you know, accomplish her goal.
It's a beautiful thing. Now, I'm sure as we're going into the holiday season that this time of year there's probably a lot of need, and hopefully there's a lot of ways that people can get involved. How can people help you out?
Yeah, Kyle, and it's, boy, we always need help. This is our busy season. For the areas that we serve, here just a couple weeks ago, we started taking applications for Thanksgiving food baskets, and last year we provided 321 Thanksgiving food baskets to our neighbors. At the same time, we also start allowing folks to sign up for Christmas presents. We do help children out. in the area that we serve. And last year we did 407 children last year. But one of the most amazing things is that we had some folks that realized that there were seniors around here that they needed Christmas presents too, and they didn't have family around, or they were just in need. And so we began signing up seniors. And last year, we had 113 seniors that we signed up for Christmas gifts. And so the way that we do that is that individuals can adopt a senior or adopt a child and buy them a Christmas gift. You know, or churches or other organizations can adopt, you know, groups of families or just a total number of folks. And so each year that we've done this, we have always been able to provide a gift for every single child or senior that's ever applied for the program. And there are a few programs in our area that do that, and that's just the area that we take care of and how many folks that we're able to help out. One of the things that we do that's really neat is that throughout the year as we get donations, a lot of times people will bring us Christmas items, Christmas trees, decorations, paper, knickknacks, or they'll bring us brand new items, things that they've never used. And so we store that stuff all year long. And the first Tuesday of December, we have a Christmas store for the neighborhood. And people can come in, and we limit it to come through, and you can buy five items, and you can get back in line. So that way everybody gets a chance to get some good deals. And everything is between, like, a nickel and $2. We don't charge a whole lot for that because it's really not about the money. It's really about just them being able to buy Christmas for their family, for their friends, and to go through. And so last year, just charging mostly nickels for everything, we were able to raise $1,300 to help purchase Christmas gifts for a lot of children and a lot of seniors. And so during this time of the year, we take donations, and I'm here every day, Monday through Friday, 8 to 5 for donations. If people would like to drop anything off, and it's anything, it's knickknacks, it's housewares, it's pots and pans, it's clothing, it's furniture, anything that anybody would want to donate. And if you would like to support the mission monetarily, you can do that on PayPal by going to our website. You could mail us a check, or, you know, drop one off here. And if anybody would ever like to come and take a tour and see what we do here, you may find an area that you're passionate about that you might want to come and volunteer an hour or two every now and then. And so there's lots of ways that you can support the mission, support your neighborhood, and love your neighbor for the Hillcrespers mission.
That's great. There are so many ways that you can help to make a difference in the lives of your neighbors every single day. I want to say thanks again to Mike Maynard from Hillcrest Bruce Mission for being our special guest today. If you want to find out more about Hillcrest Bruce Mission, of course, you can go pay them a visit. They're at 1819 Eloise Street in Ashland, which is over near the Town Center Mall. You can also check them out on Facebook. Just search for Hillcrest Bruce Mission. If you are part of a church or an organization that's doing something exciting to help our community, I would love to talk to you as well. Send me a line at communitymatters@walkfm.org. And who knows, maybe next time I'll be talking to you on our Community Matters interview. For now, my name is Kyle. You're listening to Walk FM, and I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day.